is just about creating awareness for one another, reaching out, checking in, making contact. I think the simplest way to say it is you don't always know who might need a hand, but we all have a hand to give. And the Shoulder Checks program is just there to help encourage people to do that.
And you probably know that voice. And if you don't, let me remind you, that is Rob Thorson, who is the founder and executive director of the Shoulder Check Initiative, which was created out of his HT40 Foundation in honor of his son, Hayden. This was an interview that was done last week on Nesson, and Rob is talking to the Boston Bruins. And as you know, I am a Boston Bruins fan, so I'm always very excited when the Bruins have their mental health awareness night. But it's bigger than that. The Shoulder Check Initiative has grown so much in the last couple of years. It's unbelievable. It has grown to not just the AHL and the NHL, but to different colleges, different states across the country. And to think it all started with a simple matchup in Lower Fairfield County. Rob Thorson joins us back on the show. And Rob, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Doing great. How about yourself?
I mean, I'm thrilled. I was bummed that I didn't have tickets this year to the Mental Health Awareness Night for the Boston Bruins, but it looked like it was an incredible night. So much impact. I mean, let's talk about just in general how much things have grown since that very first Shoulder Check tournament. And when was that?
First one was August of 23, so
wow.
Terry Connors Rink in Stamford. Yeah, so we're about, I guess, 2.5 years from that point now. And yeah, to your point, I mean, I look at where we were last year at this time, and we were making lists of, you know, outreach and who would be calling, trying to spread the message. And, you know, as a point of contrast, this year we're very fortunate. We're answering emails and calls with folks, you know, like you say, across the country are asking how they can bring the program to their, you know, schools, clubs, towns, and the rest. And it's pretty amazing to see.
Tell us from that matchup in August of 23 to now, how much it has grown. I mean, feel free, name drop. I know you're working with the NHL, the AHL, like I said, colleges, high schools. I mean, I'm sure the list is endless, but, you know, I would think, not as a surprise, certainly, because I know you're well connected to the hockey community, and I know your son was as well. But, I mean, share with people, give people the idea of, in 2.5 years, who has now signed on to basically working with, in some capacity, the HD40 Foundation, and specifically Shoulder Check?
I mean, yeah, I think that's, you know, it started, of course, first in and around the world of hockey, which is a testament to that community. You know, I think anybody who's involved in that world knows that, you know, hockey kind of supports one another. So right from the get-go, we were really fortunate to have the NHL support us. A lot of, you know, 30-odd NHL players came out that first year, chief among them Trevor Zegras, Chris Kreider, and Kevin Shattenkirk, kind of been some of our flagship guys, or Adam Fox has been with us every year, Jonathan Quick, amazing support from those kinds of guys. But then, you know, last year we had the chance to present at the AHL league meeting, so we talked to all 32 teams there. But now it's really where it's at, and what's the way we had hoped it would work, and what's proving out is it's the young men and women that this idea is for that see the NHLers playing, or saw Zach Allen wearing Shoulder Check cleats for My Cause, My Cleats in the NFL this year. And it's those folks seeing that and then reaching out and saying, hey, how can we bring it to our programs? And that's how it's now spread to college campuses. So Quinnipiac or Providence or BU or Marist have been participating. But then all the way down to the youth level, you know, we've got the Seattle Junior Kraken getting on board, 1,000-some-odd kids in that program. Or just 2 weeks ago, the Sun Valley, Idaho Youth Hockey Association had a Shoulder Check event program-wide. And that's just in the hockey world. You know, we've now got conversations going with potential corporate partners where they recognize that this idea can bring support to their employees. You know, doctors and nurses, for example, who work under extraordinary stressful conditions and need to know that somebody's looking out for them. So things like that are starting to grow and happen now. And we're really proud of that. You know, it just kind of validates the message.
I love the message, and you said it there before when you were talking to Nesson. Some people may need a hand, and we all have a hand to give. And what I think, to your point, Rob, is so impactful is this goes beyond hockey. It started there. I mean, obviously in honor of your son, and just recognizing if somebody needs help or needs support to be there. But it really, to me, is a message that resonates, I honestly, with everybody, whether it is in school, if it's at your workplace, if it's in your own family or friend group. I mean, the mission of, you know, maybe somebody, it may not be you, but maybe somebody needs a hand, but every single person is capable of giving a hand to help somebody out. And while that sounds really simple, it's actually a really complex, I think, idea for so many people. How have you kind of broken that barrier? Because again, especially with athletes where, you know, to some degree, they have to have sort of this persona or this perception on the surface that, no, we're good. We've got it all. You know, we've got the looks, we've got the skills, we've got the sports, we've got the women, whatever, whatever they've got going on. The perception is that they're good. They're the last people you got to check on. How has your team broken that barrier?
Well, I think a couple things, you know, and I think you're exactly right. Like, that there is this kind of culture of everybody kind of giving it the stiff upper lip when you have to, and that you have to double down, or that there are certain roles where you're meant to be the person who's the strongest. But I think what this idea does at its core, and when it's working best, is it's just giving people permission to have conversations that maybe inside they feel like they might need to have, but outwardly don't feel as comfortable having. And I think, you know, we push ourselves constantly to try and be as additive to the conversation in this space as we can be, right? Like we don't want to, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of great work, and we don't need to be competing for mind share and attention from them. So we're always pushing ourselves, thinking like, okay, how can we complement or build on what's happening there? And I think, you know, there's two thoughts that are central to this. First one, which you just said, which is we don't always know who needs a hand, but we all have a hand to give. And, you know, the second build is like you see, like there's a lot of great work out there now being done, breaking down stigmas. And the big one is you are not alone. And I think that's amazing. And people are starting to see that and hear that. And our thought was like, if you see that sentiment, you see it on a billboard, you're driving down the highway, you're by yourself, you are still, in fact, alone. So let's just complete that sentence. Let's give everybody an easy role to play in this by saying you're not alone because I'm right here beside you. And that's what the shoulder check's meant to do, is put everybody into the conversation, say I'm right here beside you. And I think with that comes the permission, right? Like we're not saying, hey, you're struggling, you need help, but rather there are people out there that are struggling and need help, and let's find them and let's try and get them support, or let's identify who needs a hand. And that there then gives everyone permission to participate in the conversation. And that just naturally leads to, hey, you know what? You know, I could probably use a hand. You know what I mean? It's you're not that far away from it once you've started and gotten into the conversation. So I think that's kind of how it's working and why. You know, like I was saying before, like it's resonating with people who, like we've had conversations with foundations that support military families. They recognize these are some of the people who are the bravest in the world, right? But also need a hand, or doctors or police officers. We've talked to PBA associations where they recognize, hey, our members could use an idea like that. So it's been an interesting journey in that way.
Yeah, it really has. And like I said, I think the average person, if they're being honest, could see where shoulder check really fits into their world. It doesn't have to be sports. It doesn't even have to be hockey. It really can be anywhere in your family, your friend groups, your schools, your after school programs, your workplace. Absolutely. Rob, hold on. We're going to come back and continue the conversation. I want to make sure people get connected with you guys, especially if they want to use this initiative and improve, you know, whatever that space is where we need that message to resonate. I am a hockey girl through and through, but that is not why I completely love, shoulder check. I think shoulder check is something that really the average person or group could really use. And I'm talking to Rob Thorson, who is the founder, executive director of Shoulder Check, which, again, started off as a game, which continues to happen, by the way, every summer. And it's done through his foundation in honor of his son, Hayden, who was also a hockey player, very talented, by the way. And so, Rob, I want to make sure people know that there are resources available to them and kind of help them to understand, you know, okay, maybe a goal, no pun intended, in the new year would be to get on board with one of these types of initiatives. How do you get started? You know, say this is kind of a different culture for a workplace or for an athletic team or for even your own family. You know, maybe this is kind of a generational different approach to, you know, oh, you're struggling. Well, we don't talk about feelings here. How do you get started with fulfilling the shoulder check mission?
Yeah, I think the first thing and the easiest thing, I mean, it sounds kind of circular, but like do the thing. You know, it's not hard to just put a hand on someone's shoulder and say, how are you doing? And you don't even have to say the words, to be honest with you. Like, it's not a difficult thing to do. And I think it's a behavior everyone can relate to. I've had the chance to, you know, to talk to a lot of folks when they reach out or when we've talked to different groups and people say, oh, how do we get involved? And the first thing is always just do the thing in the simplest of terms with one person, a family member, a friend, whatever. Just check in, a text, a call, any of those things works, right? And I think that just kind of like plants the seeds for this small behavior that can grow. But then, you know, like I was saying before, it's really just about giving people permission to have conversations. And, you know, we've done that, like, we present to a lot of different high schools. We present to the entire student body. Sometimes there's 1,200 kids there, and we just get them using the words. Like, we realized this the other day, if this is a new skill that we're suggesting people have, you know, just like in the sports analogy, you go to practice, you got to learn the plays, you got to practice the skills, no matter what sport. You go to school, you got to learn, you know, the formula or whatever the subject is or historical facts. Like this too might be a skill that we just need to learn a little bit more. So for example, when we go to the high schools and we talk to people, we just ask the kids to turn to one another and say, I could use a hand. I have a hand to give. You know, I'm here for you. And just get people saying these things out loud. You'd be amazed, like, the change in the mood that comes over this place, whether it's 100 kids or 1,000 kids. Like, just saying the words out loud, you know, saying, I need help. Even if you just say it out into the air, you know what I mean? Like, just let it out. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of what we do when we have the chance to go around and see people and meet people. You know, we're just conversation starters. Like, that's the point of this program. We're not interventionalists. We're not mental health practitioners. We're just kind of humans building on a human insight. And that's what we've done. I've done that in corporate settings. I've done that in school settings and team settings. And then you can take it further from there, right? Like build that into your culture, whether it's a team or a school. You know, just sharing. We have these little cards, I check in because. And people fill them out. And we did that at the Bruins game. And we do that at like middle schools. And it's that same insight at work, every place, that just gives people permission to start having a conversation they might not otherwise have.
Mm. And I am going to link the Shoulder Check website to Rob's podcast, because I think whether you are a team or an organization, if you're a school, even if you're a community and you think, man, this is something I'd like to better incorporate in our culture, in the way that we treat each other, you should. And there's some incredible resources. You can get connected to Rob's team and, you know, again, host events or have people come out and talk. It's really, to me, very inspiring. Rob, I got to ask you this. What has been, for you, the most surprising part of Shoulder Check? And I ask that because it was born out of such a horrific time in your family. And you've created something so incredible, so impactful. But what to you has been the most surprising?
The most surprising thing, you know, it just goes back to the simplest thing. Like some of the conversations I've had with people on a one-to-one level around this idea, like seeing it make a result in real time. Like, I think the kind of juxtaposition of like how simple the idea of a hand on the shoulder is with how, what the impact it can make. Like, there's like this massive delta there that something so simple can make an impact like that, I think is amazing, you know? And I've experienced that firsthand over and over again with this idea. Like, on, you know, like you say, this came from obviously the worst moment in my life. But at the same time, like this idea is who Hayden was. And Hayden made an impact on people, and this idea continues to make an impact on people in that same way. And I that's probably the most motivating thing about it, right? It's just how powerful it is in its simplicity.
It's amazing, Rob. The first time I came to your Shoulder Check showcase, I had the, you know, the honor, I should say, of going into the locker room before the game and talking to some of the NHL players and sort of the up and coming, if you will, Matt Rempe, on the Rangers, was one of the people, and another was the former New York Ranger, now Anaheim Duck player, Chris Kreider. Both of them, it was interesting because at the time, Rempe was, you know, very young. He's still very young, obviously, but like Kreider, who's a total legend. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time. Both of them, though, you could see were, I don't want to say choked up, but you could see that it broke a barrier that they almost wished was more normal when they were kind of up and coming, just as kids going through hockey. And you know, you talk about how close-knit the hockey, I'd say, kind of community is. But even they sort of revealed, I'll just never forget in interviewing them, that, you know, this was something that they're so glad that walls are being pulled down. And not just in hockey, but across, you know, again, so many different avenues, I would say. And I thought that was really powerful, and kind of something I was surprised by was the fact that they sort of felt like growing up, this was really not something you talked about. But man, I'm glad that we're talking about it now. And I thought that was really inspiring, because these guys, you know, again, you see them on TV, you maybe you cheer for their team, and you're just blown away that they, you could see, I don't know if they personally had demons, but either knew people who were struggling, or they themselves had kind of valleys they had to go through, and they wished that something like Shoulder Check existed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true for every single person, right? Like, I don't know, maybe unless, like, I'm sure there's some personality type out there that never kind of introspects or something. But for those guys, those two specifically, and other guys as well, you know, we have the chance to kind of capture content with them, right? So obviously we're always trying to share our message, and those guys are always up for helping us share it. And we ask them just the simple questions, like, tell us about a time someone checked in with you. And I think even those guys are surprised by the answers they give, that because they're in this context now, mm-hmm. right? And now this message is relevant, and we've kind of broken the ice. And these guys share really personal stories. Like, we have, you know, Chris Kreider's done a Trevor Zegerson interviews that we've done, or Matt Rempe and Jake Ottinger, for example, gave two interviews for us, like when we captured our content, and shared really personal stories that even I was kind of taken aback by. Mm. And I think, again, that's the idea of proving itself out in real time, where these guys who are, you know, yeah, like top of the tough pile, right? Like, and are, of course they've been through. These guys are professional athletes. Imagine the stress and the always needing to make the team and make the cut and make the grade and that kind of thing. Like, that stress is omnipresent. And I'm sure there have been times where they had a mentor or felt the support of someone, and it makes a difference in someone's life. You know, everybody can relate to that, even, you know, when you're performing at those kind of levels. And that same insight is true for, you know, again, still even in the hockey context, for a little kid trying to make a team, but just as much a kid walking into the lunchroom and looking for someone to sit with, right? Like, it's a really human thing. So yeah, that's it is. It's cool to see, like, it create this honesty with people, and that's what we hope to keep going.
Yeah, and again, I am going to link more information about Shoulder Check to this podcast with Rob Thorson. And Rob, I want to thank you for always giving us the time and for letting us even be part of this journey. Oh. It's truly an honor in my career to be able to work with you and Erica and the entire team at Shoulder Check and the HD40 Foundation. So thank you. I do want to let people know you guys are going to be featured at an upcoming Wolfpack game, January 2nd, I believe, right?
Yeah, we got quite a few things going on. I should also say we're incredibly grateful for your support. Thank you very much, and we're honored to share the message with everybody, you know, on your platform. And we have a couple great things coming up. You know, our website, we try and make things as turnkey as possible at shouldercheck.org, where if people want to get involved, like, it's super easy. Lots of stuff there and information to help do that. But yeah, we're going to be with the Wolfpack on January 2nd, which is exciting. We're going to be subsequently down with Washington Capitals. We have, I think, about 8 more games scheduled across the AHL, but it'll be really exciting. I think we get to drop the opening puck on January 2nd at the Wolfpack game, so hopefully people come out and see that and experience the message there.
Yeah, that's amazing. Rob, I adore you, your family, your whole team. Again, HT40 Foundation and the Shoulder Check Initiative, thank you so much for giving us the time, and I look forward to talking to you again really soon. Thank you so much.